Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host and insurance broker extraordinaire. Every Sunday, we come here at 12:30 Eastern, unpacking Medicare in every way possible, trying to bring some more value to the listeners out there. So thanks for tuning in. Again, this is Justin Colvin. I'm your host. I'm here every Sunday, and we talk about many different topics with Medicare. So I just want to try to provide as much information and just clarity to this topic. I know it's very confusing and overwhelming for many of the folks that are on Medicare, and we want to make things simple. We want to make things easy, right, and understandable. So thanks for tuning in. So today's topic is how to prepare for the annual enrollment period, okay? This is episode 22 of the Medicare Help Desk radio show. And again, it's how to prepare for the annual enrollment period, which we call AEP. This period is every year starting October 15th through December 7th. So it's literally just about 2 months away. And it happens every year. It's just a big season where there's a lot of buzz. A lot of people are changing plans, a lot of commercials, advertisements. You're going to get marketed to left and right. your phone will ring constantly, lots of direct mail. And so it's busy, right? It's overwhelming. And so this is the time where you can make changes for certain types of plans. You know, some people get these enrollment seasons confused as far as what plans you can change and can't change. All that we're going to unpack today in today's session, all right? Session two, I'm going to go into some actionable steps, right, that you can take as a Medicare enrollee, as a beneficiary that's eligible for Medicare, things you can do tangibly, right, that you can help best prepare yourself for this season, okay, so you don't get caught off guard. So that's what we're going to do today. So if you're just tuning in with us, again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk. Our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. You can call or text me anytime, 850-632-0033 if you're listening locally. My toll-free number is 1-800-414-2044. Again, I'm Justin. I've been in the insurance market for well over 20 years, which is half of my adult life. So I've been licensed as an insurance agent for many years. Both in the employer side, I helped with group health plans, with a major insurance company years ago, doing a lot of ancillary benefits. And then most recently, in the last 7-8 years, I've been in the Medicare space where I help seniors every day with Medicare plans. So that's my first and foremost goal, is just helping seniors on the phone. That's how I do things. That's why it's called the Medicare Help Desk. I don't really do anything face-to-face. Everything's pretty much digital, which is just much more efficient and it's less invasive. But that's how I conduct business every day. I'm doing enrollments. I'm discussing plans with clients and prospects, doing these enrollments and everything. So if you need help with your plan, if you need help, someone to help review the options, definitely give me a call, okay? I'm accessible. There's no charge for my service, okay? Everything's complimentary. I get paid by the insurance companies, and I am an independent insurance broker. I work with about 30 of the top carriers. A lot of the names that everybody knows out there that you're familiar with, like Aetna and Cigna, United Healthcare, Blue Cross, WellCare, Mutual of Omaha, and many, many others. So they pay me. You don't pay me anything. So even if I can't help you, just give me a call. I'm happy to kind of review your file and see if there's any improvements to be made. We run everything with integrity and honesty, just trying to do what's right by the consumer to see if we can maybe improve your situation, right? That's the goal in mind. So let's just go ahead and jump in today's topic again. So AEP, what does that stand for? Annual enrollment or annual election period. Okay. Some people refer to it as the open enrollment or annual enrollment, whatever you want to call it. This is the big period every year, October 15th through December 7th. And any plan change you make, when we're talking about this annual enrollment, we're talking more specifically with Medicare Advantage, okay, and prescription drug plans. These plan changes, when you elect one of these plans during that window, it does become effective January 1st. Okay. It keeps it very simple. Now, you can change your plan as many times as you see fit. Not that you want to keep doing this, but some people make a decision. Maybe they felt like they made a bad decision, right? you have a do-over. You have multiple do-overs. You have actually unlimited do-overs. So if you make it a selection, you're second-guessing it. Maybe you didn't make the right choice. You did another one. Maybe that wasn't the right choice. Whatever you do by December 7th, okay, whatever plan change you make, the last plan that you enroll in is the one that sticks. It keeps it pretty simple, okay? So you have kind of unlimited choices to make, and the last one you pick is what sticks for January 1st. Typically, people only pick one time. But it gives you the assurance that if you need to make a change again because you made your first change, your first selection was incorrect, you can do that over, okay? And like I said, I preface this with what we're talking about primarily here is Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans, because Medicare supplements don't have an enrollment window, right? You can change your Medicare supplement plan anytime. Now, what is a Medicare supplement plan? We've talked about that ad nauseum here on the broadcast. And so that's the lettered plans that are secondary to Medicare, also known as Medigap, okay? So Medigap equals Medicare supplement, which equals all these lettered plans, like Plan F as in Frank, G as in George, N as in Nancy. These plans don't have an enrollment, you know, window per se. You can just change them whenever you want, okay? Now, generally, you have to go through medical questions and underwriting to do that, okay, unless you're new to Medicare, open enrollment on a supplement plan, but there's no time frame. So you'd be surprised, folks, how many times I talk to people throughout the year, like, oh, I can't change my plan. I thought I can't change till annual enrollment. It's only July or it's only August. No, you can change your supplement anytime you want. So I just want to make that clear. So what we're really talking about in today's context is within the scope of Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans. Advantage plans are the plans that are replacements to Medicare, right? So it's a Medicare lookalike plan. It basically, you're exchanging Medicare for a Medicare private health plan. And those plans are listed as either an HMO or a PPO predominantly. There's also some Medicare savings accounts, other types of Advantage plans, but the main two that people really think of are the HMOs and the PPOs. Also prescription drug plans, which if you have a Medicare supplement plan, most of you are going to have a Part D prescription drug plan, which we call a PDP. So both of those types of plans are the ones that we're predominantly talking about today that you could change, which would become effective January 1st, okay? Now, what happens during AEP? Several things. First of which is the plan that you're on, they have to notify you of any changes. It's called an ANOC. What is an ANOC? Another acronym. Many acronyms in Medicare, as you'll notice. ANOC is the annual notice of change. And it just means, hey, we're the insurance company. You have a policy with us. We have to, required by CMS and required by, which is the Centers for Medicare Services, required by federal law, they have to notify you as a customer, usually it's in late September, of any upcoming changes on this plan. Now, there's always typically changes. A lot of them are very surface changes, small, you know, very obscure changes. Nothing that's going to be major, but it could be major. You never know.
The Greg Tish Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., only on Real Talk 93.3.
It just gets lumped into a big stack, and you forget about it. But you need to check that ANOC, because that notice of change is letting you know exactly what's changing on the plan you have now. So if it's 2021, today is Sunday, August 8th, 2021, by late September, not that long from now, 7-8 weeks away, right? You're going to get a notice from your carrier on your MAPD, which is your Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan, or your prescription drug plan, notifying you of the changes. Maybe the copays are going up or down. Maybe some of the ancillary benefits are changing, right? All these things, some drugs aren't going to be covered under formulary. Whatever they're changing, you need to review them. And you need to check that with your spouse or your significant other or anybody else that helps you with your making your healthcare decisions, and compare that for the upcoming year. These changes would take effect in 2022 with what you have presently, right? To see if is it going to be a big impact, a minimal impact. For most people, honestly, it's probably not much of an impact. Yeah, they're very small, minutia changes, but they could be larger. But it's just a good practice. It's a good best practice to check that information. Okay. Once you do that, then you have a good understanding. You're not like blindsided by what's happening, and you're better prepared. So it comes out in late September. Just make sure you review that before going into the open season. Otherwise, you're kind of flying blind, if you will, right? That document really kind of helps you with ascertaining what's changing on your plan and where to go. Should I change my plan? And that's kind of some of the other steps you're going to look at is, all right, well, should I compare other plans? If you're happy, you don't have to do a thing. So that's another thing I'll talk about. I have some people that call me or email or text during annual enrollment, and it's Justin, Do I need to change my plan? Do I need to renew my plan? Do I need to tell Cigna or Aetna or Humana, do I want to stay on my insurance? No. It's never been that way. You don't need to do anything unless you're changing, right? Status quo is status quo. If you like the plan you're on, it'll just roll over into the next year. Now, it makes sense to check the ANOC, the Annual Notice of Change, to see if there's anything significant happening that would impact you. But if you like what you have and nothing's changing, then just stay with it. It's just going to continue right into the next year. Very, very simple. So hopefully you found that useful. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be back in the second segment. I'm going to go over some real tangible steps to help you really prepare for annual enrollment. So Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk. Stick around. We'll be right back. Medicare Help Desk Radio Show is back in progress. Justin Colvin here, your host, coming to you every Sunday. Today is August 8th, 2021. Episode 22 today is how to prepare for the annual enrollment period within the Medicare space. So we talked about this quite a bit in the first session, just going over, you know, at large, what is annual enrollment period, this AEP, what can you do? What happens, what changes are taking place, why is it so busy, and what to expect, right? So in this second segment, what we're going to do is go through some actionable steps that you can take. What are some good best practices to prepare yourself? I kind of touched on one of those briefly towards the end of the first segment, which is reviewing that annual notice of change, which is the ANOC. We're going to go over that, unpack that even further, and some other things you can do as well. So again, if you're just tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We do 30 minutes every Sunday afternoon. We are recording live here in Tallahassee, Florida. I've got customers all around the country. So I know a lot of you I've talked to, I've told you about the show. You can also tune into our website where I have a listing of all the recordings that are present, and you can just click, everything's titled nicely. So you can kind of see all the different topics I've covered in other previous shows, which is quite a bit. And we're going to keep expanding the content here. But we've covered Social Security, Medicare, the types of Medicare plans, unpacking specific plan types, everything you can think about. And there's so much more I have on my plate that I do want to talk about. But if you have a show topic, if there's something you want me to unpack as a listener, feel free to call or text me. My number is 850-632-0033. And again, my website, you can also drop me a line there. And that is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Okay, and I'm Justin Colvin. I'm your host, also an insurance broker. So one thing I've been thinking about doing here just locally, for those of you that tune in here in Tallahassee in the greater area, is about doing an educational seminar. I think I mentioned this in my last show. And so I've got a few users that came out and messaged me off the website. So there's a contact us page. So when you go to my website again, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com, there's a contact us page. And you can drop me a line there and just put interested in seminar in the notes, in the comments section, and your name and email and phone number. But what I'm thinking about doing is starting a educational seminar series in person, maybe at a library. I've already contacted a couple of local libraries where we just have like the conference room, and they allow people to come in there. But I could do basically educational, nothing specific on plans, but just Medicare 101 at large. And this would be mostly for the turning 65 market, people that are new to Medicare, or if you're older, just want to figure out Medicare a little bit more and get some more information, or maybe you're older and you haven't really started Medicare yet, you're still working, and you're going to retire soon, you're 66, 67, or older, and Medicare is still technically new to you because you haven't really started that. That would be kind of the context of the seminar. So just be purely informational, try to provide value to all the listeners. So again, you can text me 850-632-0033 or go to the website. Drop me a line if you're interested. So again, today's topic is episode 22, how to prepare for the annual enrollment period. One of the big steps, and I mentioned this earlier, I'll just touch on it again, is reviewing your ANOC, which is the annual notice of change. And this is predominantly if you have a prescription drug plan or Medicare Advantage plan. As I mentioned earlier, they don't produce an annual notice of change on a Medicare supplement plan, right? Because it's a Medicare supplement. Medicare supplements don't have changes on the plan. The benefits are ironclad. Now, the rates will change, of course. The monthly premium you pay does increase over time. That's to be expected. But the actual benefits are written in stone because they're their plans that have been standardized, right, by the federal government, based on a letter type like Plan F and G and N and so forth. So, again, today's show, just the context is, remember, we're talking about Advantage plans and prescription drug plans. That's the big window within AEP, okay, where you make your changes, because you can change your Medicare supplement plan anytime you're ready, any time of year. So when you review that ANOC, the Annual Notice of Change, make sure that you compare those changes for the next year's plan with what you currently have, right? Look up your doctors. Look up your drugs. See, you know, if everything's still covered adequately. And that will help guide you to decide, do I need to look for another plan? Do I need to stay on this plan? How should I best go about doing this? Step two is compiling information. So each year, typically, our health history changes maybe a little bit, right? So prescription drugs may have changed, dosages, the type of drugs. Maybe you fill at a different pharmacy now, okay? Maybe you don't go to the retail. Maybe you go through the mail order. A list of your doctors, a list of your specialist doctors, a list of any hospitals that maybe you see. All the provider relationships, right? Make a current list of all this. And also the drugs, what's key is also not just the drug name, but the dosage, the frequency, and how often you take it, and the format. Some of these drugs, it's crazy. They'll have, you know, like a pain medication, right? You can get that in a tablet. You can get that in a capsule. You can get it in a patch. You can get it in a cream. I mean, it comes in so many different formats. But believe it or not, those costs could vary considerably between the tablet and, say, maybe a patch. Patches are a lot more expensive, right? So make sure that stuff is very clear. Detail is key, right, with this stuff, because formularies can change. It's like, oh, I checked hydrocodone. It said it was covered. Well, did you check the cream or the patch? You know, they've got different versions of it, right, in different formats. And some are regular. Some are extended release. Even I can struggle sometimes with this. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm an insurance broker. But, you know, I feel like sometimes I'm a pharmacist looking at all this stuff. But the information is step two, is just gathering this data and comparing it with the next year's plan, right? Whatever's changing. And then you can use this to change to consider with other plans. So if you're on a Aetna plan, you want to look at United Healthcare or Blue Cross or Humana, now you have the right data. So this is critical. I have so many clients come to me, they don't have their details together. You want to have your details, okay? Because that's key with helping to make these decisions, because now you've got, it's like garbage in, garbage out. You want the best data that you have possible. Step three is, whether you get this information, compare it, as I mentioned, with the other plans out there, but confirm that all your drugs are covered under the new pharmacy formulary, right? And also look at the pharmacy directory. That's another thing. It's just to check, is my pharmacy I go to covered? Typically, they all are, right? But they can change. I've seen some years you'll go from, all right, CVS is preferred with one particular drug plan. And you go to the next year, it's like, oh, CVS is not. Now CVS is standard. And maybe Walgreens is preferred or Costco is preferred. Typically, most drug plans will have 2, 3, 4, maybe more preferred pharmacy providers. But those things can change too. It's crazy how many things can change. I mean, the provider networks, pharmacy networks, the formularies, right? So it's not trying to be intended to be this messy, but it sometimes is. And one of the best ways to look up this information, say, well, how do I do this, Justin? Go to the carrier website. I'm gonna mention a few of these here. And you can always contact me as well. I'm happy to help with this stuff, but I'm trying to give you actionable steps you can take on your own. AetnaMedicare.com is a great one. So anybody's got an Aetna plan, that's their website. These are consumer-facing websites. I use this as well because they're very just easy to use, okay, very functional. United Healthcare is UHCMedicareSolutions.com. And then another big one is Humana.com/Medicare. Now, these are three big vendors. This is not obviously all of them. There's WellCare, there's, you know, Blue Cross. There's many others that you could look at. All well, I'm just mentioning three. I'm not going to go through every single carrier, but I do a lot with these three companies primarily. And so that's probably what the majority of my customers might have. And so that just kind of covers most of our bases there. But this is a great way, because when you go to this, you can type in your zip code, you find the plans. It'll show you every plan in your county, right? So you can see, oh, there's my current plan. Great. Then you can compare it with other plans that are in that same county from that same insurance company. And then you can use the other one. Now, the best way to compare this is to use an insurance agent or broker. I'm a broker. So these consumer-facing sites are nice, but you're only looking at one carrier at a time. Certainly, you can go to Medicare.gov. That's a great resource. I use that myself. But I have other proprietary software that helps me make sense of this a lot faster than what the average person could use. It's just in the industry, right? Being I'm an insurance broker, I represent over 30 different companies. I have access to sophisticated software that basically collates all these different companies and all these different plan options. So that's critical. When I'm helping customers, I can just see the entire landscape of what's available in their market, right? And it just makes it very, very easy. Boom, this, you take these medications, you see this drug, or you see this doctor. This is the, these are the two or three best plans right here. Boom. Just, it just, it just narrows it down so much more quickly, more efficiently. So definitely do your own research if you're of that type, but don't feel like you have to. Having a resource, right, a competent broker, is really the best, your best asset, because we help you do all this. It's, you know, do you want to relearn all this information every year? It's a lot to keep up with, right? It'd be a lot simpler just to have a professional that kind of handles that for you. I'm the same way. I'm very focused on growing and scaling the insurance business. I'm not focused on the minutiae of like installing a sink or doing miscellaneous landscaping at the house. I'd rather have a handyman or a plumber or, you know, whoever specializes in what they're doing. I'm a firm believer in doing what you do best. And the things that I'm not familiar with or not as expert on, have someone else do it. They're going to do it faster than I am, and they're going to do it better than I am. I may have to pay them a fee, but if it's done better and faster, then I'm saving my time. That's just the way I kind of think of things. But anyway, that's my thought there. But, you know, like I say, if you have questions, if you're tuning in with us today, Justin Colvin here at the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. I'm happy to go over anything with you, do a review. Hopefully you found today's broadcast helpful and beneficial. You've learned something new. And again, don't lose your hair over this. It's not that. It's just Medicare, right? It's just insurance. But prepare. Do your due diligence and your homework. If you have questions, you can always give me a call, 850-632-0033. Again, Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk. You guys have a good week.